Hey guys, welcome back to the Nato Calmada podcast. This is Cindy, and our question for the week is, do you have outfits for your pet or pets?
Yes, immediately. This is an answer. I have a whole box of outfits
on my box.
Yeah, sweaters, they Halloween costumes, bandanas.
That's so cute. I only have like a couple of shirts, like a sweater and a shirt.
Tops only?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He Winnie the Pooh's it?
He does. Well, right now they're just hand-me-downs.
He's upset by that.
Yeah.
He says, buy me my own shit.
I hear that.
Chocoflan is here with us, live and in charge.
Yes. So,
Chocoflan, do you have any words to say to the people?
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
A little pause up.
This is Max the Bomb. Smeagol only has one piece of clothing, and it is a Silence of the Lambs t-shirt.
It is?
Yes.
What does it say?
So yeah. It's just the cover of the Silence of the Lambs, but PetSmart had it for Halloween, and I never knew they really had, it's actually not even cat clothes, it's dog clothes. And he hates it, honestly. But he adjusts after a while.
Of getting
used to
it.
But he won't wear it for more than like 2 hours. Which I think is a pretty good amount of time for a cat.
That's a pretty good amount of time.
I think so too.
Okay.
And then, because he does know how to take it off, so.
He does?
Yes.
Selena will take hers off, sweaters off. She like shimmies out of them.
Yeah. She does have the body for it. Like, my niece's dog, he is just a tube of a dog. And he shimmies out of everything.
Aww. Are you talking about Ace of Space?
Yes.
Yes.
I love him.
I see Wacy. Yes. Yeah, he's just a little hot link.
I really want to get Smeagol a Cuban link collar.
Ooh.
Chain.
Yeah.
He looks so fly.
Oh, those are so cute.
I know. And then he also has, he technically has a bow, like his little fancy bow. And so I put that whenever he's in worker mode. It's so cute.
A little business profesh.
But I have to keep it away from his like peripheral, because then he'll be trying to catch it all day. Until he sees it from the corner of his eye, he'll be like,
what's on me?
Yeah.
What's following me?
But I love his little Silence of the Lamb t-shirt. He looks so, so cute in it. He looks like a little hipster.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was gonna give him a Christmas sweater, but I don't think he's gonna do good with sleeves.
Oh,
because he grooms himself a lot.
Yeah. Well, I guess like the Christmas sweater I have, I guess it's more of a vest. It doesn't have any sleeves.
I should have got him a vest. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of that.
And his has like a little hoodie on it with a little antler, with like antlers.
Adorable.
Stop.
So cute.
He does have the body to be a reindeer.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I love his little deer feet. That's what he looks like whenever I see him.
I feel like we have to mention what just happened with Chocoflan today. Not 10 minutes ago.
How we got traumatized. How I got traumatized.
Literally. Chocoflan was outside by himself, unsupervised.
And when I tried to bring him in, I thought he had a stick that he did not want to leave alone. So I left him out there with his quote-unquote stick.
And then he decided he wanted to bring said stick into the house.
Yeah, and I first thought, oh, well, that's not a stick. That's a little thicker than what I would think of a stick.
I thought it was like a branch.
Yeah, I thought it was like a chunk of bark.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be a mummified squirrel.
Yeah.
A little bone sticking out of each.
Yeah. Well, I am traumatized by what I think the anus was.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it was a bit graphic.
Oh my gosh!
Because it had like it had been decaying, so it was a bit bigger than what you think.
Shut
up!
Oh, I did not see all that. That's why I was like, oh, it's just a toy.
No.
I thought it was just a dingy little toy.
Well, no, I saw first the leg that was like out, and then I saw, oh, it's a hole.
That's a whole thing. That's a whole creature we're seeing right now.
Ew.
I knew it wasn't a tree branch when I saw the hairs on it.
It was a little fuzzy.
And then Ophelia immediately licked his mouth. So they share the love. Good for them.
They are
besties.
They
split an appetizer.
Oh, God.
Oh my god!
But our savior Liz right was able to grab it.
Choco Flan and Ophi are having such a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Selena's an old lady and she's tired.
Yes,
she's the older prima. Stays in her room, doesn't want to hang out with the kids.
She's too cool.
Honestly,
relatable. Like she thinks he's cute and will like greet him, but then he's like,
she's like, I get tired of you.
She only uses him for the Instagram post, and then she's like, basta. Oh, now I can't wait to go home and put Smeagol in his t-shirt. He's so cute.
Yeah, we'll have to share those pics.
Yeah,
I don't know if I have one with his. Oh, I have. I posted it on my. It was for my TikTok. Smeagol is such an icon.
He's becoming. Yeah,
I'm so excited for it. This is gonna be our first full year together.
Aww,
yeah, I know.
How about you, Liz? Any outfits?
The girls.
For your little ladies?
The girls have a handful of outfits, but not a box.
Yeah, they have like PJs and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
So cute.
They don't like to keep them on, though.
They do not.
Kaylee will, right?
No, she doesn't like it. That's why I had to get the ones that clip on, so she can't get out of it.
Oh, so she can't take it off.
Yeah, but she only uses those when she has skin allergies.
Oh, so she doesn't scratch.
Yeah.
That's right.
I do love animals in little outfits.
It's just
the best.
Which is, it makes me think of, there's like an episode of Friends where they're doing like a quiz or trivia on each other. And it's like, what is Monica's pet peeve? Mm-hmm. And someone's like, animals in human clothing. And she's like, oh, I do hate that. I always think of her when I see animals wearing clothes. It's so funny. But I like how they just look so cute. It's like dressing babies up and like. Like with like little babies and like suspenders. It's just funny. You don't need that.
No, you don't.
It's cute.
It is cute. Or how they make those like fake, like those soft, they're basically pantuflas with their heels for like infants.
Oh, yeah.
And they have like a little fake heel on it. It's just so funny. It's so funny.
It's like, but I don't know what the difference is because I do find it weird babies that don't even like crawl. Have actual little shoes,
mm-hmm.
But if they're like socks, look like shoes. I think that's okay. That's cute.
Maybe
like
the
suspenders
utility, like,
are cute.
Pointless.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
The level of pointlessness.
Also, I think that's bad for their feet. I think to be wearing shoes that like real shoes are. That's mm-hmm. why those like fake heels for infants. They're just little. They're pantuflas basically.
Yes.
Like they're just cotton in a thing. They don't have any actual. Like soul or anything mm-hmm. to them. Oh, but they're so cute.
They are.
And this Marta que sencilla. I saw TikTok of a little baby with those shoes on and that song.
Yeah. But yeah. So today we are talking about our 2024 vision boards.
Ooh, what a rhyme. Bars.
And it's our third year creating vision boards as a group and talking about it on the podcast.
I know.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Consistency.
Yes.
We love to see it.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Just in general.
But yeah. So what'd y'all think about this year? Was it any different than last year? This process?
I feel like it was harder this year.
In what sense?
I don't know. For some reason, I was just like, I think less.
Like, less goal-wise? Or like.
Yeah, like, I think the other. And I think it's because last year was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think this. Making this time was just very, like. Ooh, it sounds really pissed. But, like, what's the point? That's why it took me forever to do it.
Yeah. Did you feel, like, pressure to do it?
No, just like. Because last year, I think last year. I started last year with so many intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And then so many things happened, or like. I don't know, I guess my mental health, like, took so many, like, punches that I feel like I didn't accomplish enough of last year's, like, my vision board.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing this year's felt like, I don't know, just, like, maybe too much pressure.
Yeah.
And so that's why, I think that's why it took me so long to do it, too, is, Because also, when I do my vision boards, I always have, like, a direction. Like, the last two, mm-hmm. I had, like, a direction, and they kind of, there was, like, a flow to it. This one just feels very mosaic.
Mm. Like, I feel that the same way.
Yeah.
I was also the second to last to be done, as usual. But, no, I do feel like this year was different, and, yeah, that I didn't have something in mind going into it, and it ended up just being a bit more random.
I think
the past 2 years.
I think we collectively, not just Aranza, needs to collect magazines. I feel like maybe that's why it might have been harder for us. Because all those magazines were like printed, like they had a bunch of words, but they were tiny words.
Yeah.
And not a lot of pictures, and that's fine, but if we're going to keep doing it every year, I feel like
just need more. Oh, yeah,
maybe that's what it is too. We were like, we're using a lot of the same resources.
Yeah, so, like, if you're at the store or something and you see a nice magazine, it's not, like, super expensive, it has things you like, then you can buy it, and then hopefully it'll help.
For future.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah.
We should do that.
We should.
Start checking for stuff. I guess, yeah, that's true, too. I guess, like, uninspired, that's how I feel. Like, very uninspired to do it, and it probably was that. I think if we invest throughout the year...
Mm. Maybe.
We'll be more, like, excited to do it.
Maybe. Maybe. Sense. Like, I do feel like we have been using a lot of the same magazines.
Mm-hmm.
They're all cut up. And I thought that would be an issue, too, but I actually ended up clipping more than I used anyways. So, it was... I think I personally felt uninspired more on, like, the direction.
Yeah.
On... what to use, I guess. But I can see where it was pretty limiting.
Yeah, and that's why it took me forever, too, is because I'm so used to having, like I think last year my direction was, like, in a circle, like, very cycle-wise, like, I went to look at it. And trying to set, like, a direction that I would want it in was really hard. So I finally was just like, you know what, let me just start gluing shit down.
Just the things I like.
Yeah, and I just start gluing shit down, and then it kind of ended up, like, coming together.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, because that's all I do.
Yeah.
I just have a direction.
I don't either. I just follow my heart, and I look for things that call to me and speak to me.
Maybe
that's why y'all are always done first.
That is.
I overthink the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always try to have, and I guess not even try to have, but that's how I just naturally look for patterns and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the past 2 years, the pattern kind of just, like, exposed itself.
Yeah.
Like, I was flipping stuff, and it started, like, oh, like, I happen to have, like, I had, like, a pink corner where I wanted to really step into my, like, femininity last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just popped out to me. And maybe it's because I was inspired, so I had the eye for it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time I had no type of, like, I just dove in. I was hoping that when I would dive in, I would see a bunch of stuff that I liked, like I always do with my mindset. Yeah. And then I was flipping through the stuff, and I was like, oh, nothing is popping out.
Yeah.
And because also a lot of the stuff that I have on here was given to me, like the little, like the cats, Liz found the cats, mm-hmm. like, and Aranza found this little explosion. And I think the explosion was something out of a magazine that I had already looked at or something. And I was just like,
it just didn't catch your eye.
Yeah, it just wasn't. Which is wild to me.
I know, yeah. So, for you, Liz and Aranza, was it just the same as previous years?
Yeah. And I wanted more magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say more magazines. I really wanted, like, a comic book, because I wanted more, like
action.
Yeah, and maybe more, like, drawn things. Mm. So, like, I think maybe in the future I'll look for more of that. I just, you know, I didn't have a lot of time when I went to magazines. But I think Liz does make a good point. We could make a better effort to look for more.
I do agree. Because I, like, just looking at our vision boards overall and the previous ones we've done, we all have our own kind of style. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can quickly tell whose is who just by the look of it in general. So, yeah, maybe finding stuff for ourselves would probably add to it as well.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. I need to be more intentional about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can all.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be in the store anyway.
Enough. Okay. Who wants to go first?
You think you can order old magazines online? I bet you there is somewhere you can do that, right?
Oh, probably.
Like some kind of, because that's also a way to recycle.
Yeah. You know, a good way to find estate sales. They always be having them.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I'll have to keep my eyes open.
That
was smart.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like clinics and things always have magazines.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was just thinking that too, but at Schmaltz. They have those stands in front, in the little lobby area at Schmaltz.
Yeah.
That I'm always flipping through casually.
I guess we could go in birthday order.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Like whose birthday's next?
Yeah.
That'd be Liz.
Show us what you got.
Here it is.
Woo! I love the doodles.
I do too.
I always
love it. Very doodle forward.
I see Molly's name.
Yeah.
Love that. I don't see where's my name.
I see Kaylee.
Yeah.
I don't see Max anymore. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
That's not for you.
I see Osito.
Well, bad.
I see an A
better be for me.
No. You know it's not.
Not.
You know it's not.
With all the little hearts.
Shut up. I didn't even notice
that. I didn't notice it either.
It is for me. Tell us, let's start with that corner up on the top right.
Cue the T-Pain. She's bro. Dog, you got her. Got her doodling. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
You're going to make his head already bigger than it is.
He already has a big head.
Don't worry, I'll knock it down.
I don't think...
Damn, you heard that? Cindy said you got a big-ass head.
She said, it gets bigger?
So on the upper left is where I'm going to start. It's a 5-0, but I cut it out to look like a 3. Well, nice. I drew on it to look like a 3. Because I turned 30 this year.
Woo!
And then, as the girl said, there's the dog's names all over there. It's my dogs for sure, and then the ones that are no longer with us.
Really, rest in peace.
And then towards the bottom, I don't know what mountain it is, but it's a Japanese mountain. Not to go to Japan, because I can't, but just travel in general. Mm-hmm. And then
broadening your horizons.
Yeah. And then up. Middle is my name. Underneath it, I cut out little, I don't know what they were, but they're like pattern squares. And over that, I put Latina because I am Mexican.
You don't say.
Which I am.
No, I am. And then beneath it is nopales because I like nopales, but it just reminds me of my roots. And then under that is myth and legends in Texas. I don't know why I put myth and legends.
Because you're a legend.
I think I do because I want to be mythical and a legend.
Here, love that. Yeah.
And then Texas because I live in Texas. And then on the upper right corner is a bunch of hearts.
Both doodled and cut out.
And a big U. To self-love one, okay?
Sure.
Self-love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is a little drawn A for my boyfriend.
A little one?
No, that's pretty big.
She's lowercase.
Thank you.
Know your place.
Know your limits. Beneath that is an avocado because I like avocados.
Avocado.
And I like to eat healthy when I can.
Love that.
And then underneath that is a big skull candy painted heart. Skull candy. Just skull candy, right? That's what it is?
Yeah. Like a candy skull?
Candy skull. Mm-hmm. Just because death is imminent and everywhere.
Okay.
And then in the little middle bottom, it just says, give me shelter and about asylum for Texans and, you know, the border and whatnot. And then in the middle, it says calm for us.
Yes. Yeah, in the middle. Center her life. Are her besties.
Oh, gosh.
Anybody who disagrees can fight about it.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
Just clarifying.
Wait, can I see it again? Can you hold it up?
Yeah.
Ooh! I'm just kidding.
No.
Ooh, yours is so cute. Are you excited to turn 30?
What?
Are you excited to turn 30?
Dirty
30.
We're less than a month away.
I know.
I know that. Meh.
Yeah.
Your hair looks so cute in that hat.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You must have the best hairdresser. the most haunted hair cutter person.
Yeah, some hobo lady. She cut it for me. I gave her water.
She's impeccable, and you did not.
I didn't get not one water.
And it was hot.
It was not hot.
No, it wasn't. I was just putting in so much work. I was just sweating my ass off.
All right, on to Max.
Ooh. I do not have hearts on my... I'm just kidding. All right. So again, mine is all over the place. I don't have a really direction. I am very satisfied with how mine came out. We can start with my bottom left corner. That's my self-care corner. Okay. Self-care. I want to stay consistent in my self-care, and I want to continue to put myself first. Mm. I really entered a selfish era this past year, and I want to continue living in that.
Love that.
Nice.
And so there's some quotes on here. I feel crazy, but I don't think I am. People make me feel crazy, and it's true. I found some cute notebook. I want to be more and more consistent with my journaling, and journaling with intent. So I've also picked back up notating. I used to have a good things jar that I kept in high school.
Yeah.
And then, so now I'm trying to keep a good things journal just in a little notebook that I carry around with me.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So at least one good thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here is, of course, Max the Bomb. There's a bomb and an explosion. I will remain unmatchable, aka unfuckwithable. My bottom right-hand corner, I found a thing that says a decade of dominance. Mm-hmm. I turned 29 this year, which technically speaking is wrapping up my 20s.
Yes.
And I do think that I dominated my 20s. I went ham
you
in my
did.
20s. So... Yeah.
Self-serving cunt.
And then above that is my cunt corner. My cunt. Again, I want to continue serving self-serving cunt. AKA, I want to be a beaver with bite.
Where did you find that quote?
It was a Bucky's ad. It was perfect. Or it was like an article about Bucky's. It was in the same Texas magazine, I think.
Okay.
And then there's a warning because honestly, I should have came with a warning label in my 20s. So,
yeah.
Didn't you have a warnings in your last vision?
No,
board
that
too?
Was mine.
That was yeah.
Mine.
Oh yeah.
And it was true.
Yeah.
It was. And then I found this really cool, this woman serving cunt after she dropped her groceries.
Yeah.
And the groceries is where I put the, I always try to put the year and my name on my board. Mm-hmm. And so I put 2024 on the bag.
Because yeah.
She's just staring at, she's just accepting that she dropped all
her
groceries.
She's not
and that's
upset.
What I'm
going
to do
yeah.
this year. If I drop all my shit, it's a hot mess. I'm just going to accept it and serve cunt. Period.
Love that.
I love it. Yeah.
In the top right-hand corner is, or I guess this top right-hand, yeah, top right-hand says triumph, here to stay. That's me. I survived the past year, and I'm going to continue surviving. I guess the only really, like, direction that I had this year was the theme of the trophies.
Oh, yeah.
Cue trophies.
All I do is win, win, win. Period! yeah, trophies by Drake. And then I also put stay lit because I'm going to continue to stay lit.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the center is kind of what's occupying my mind probably the most this year. It's a little lady. She's powering up. And then I wrote in, trust myself to make all the right moves.
Ooh.
And she's in front of a labyrinth, like a maze.
Yeah.
I want to trust my intuition more this year, my gut, to follow whatever, to choose whatever direction, like whatever direction I take this year or whatever decisions I make, I just want to be content with them.
Yeah.
100%. I don't want to feel the need to turn around and
second guess.
Check out the other side. Yeah. I want to second guess this year. And hopefully that will open doors for me.
Yeah.
I have a feeling a lot of doors are going to open for me this year, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to confidently walk through them without
as you deserve
looking
to
through the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, of course, Texas, because this is where I live. Texas, I'm in Texas.
You actually do have stay consistent on yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I want to stay consistent. Yeah, journal. See? And then I want to keep growing like this flower. And then the background is more about me, obviously. I want to keep my inspiration, my creativity, and my light this year. So I want to really tap into my creativity more. I want to push out more. Creative. I wasn't really creative this past year. I tried to be, and I lost inspiration in it. So I have all the tools because my ADHD spent a lot of money on stuff, and I would actually utilize them this year. And then coming back around, there's a little black cat on a couch.
So cute.
I want to protect my peace in parentheses no matter what. That was inspired by Smeagol because when I took him to meet Marcella's cats, he stayed in the couch for 3 hours.
Oh,
he refused.
My God.
To be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which I hated for him in the moment because I wanted him to make friends, but I love that for me. So, and then he has a little speech bubble that says, stop talking on here. So protect my peace no matter what, no matter whose toes I'm sitting on.
Noise.
And then here's a little self-care collage. But yeah, there's a lot of doodles on here. I use a little mafalda.
Cute.
A lot of doodles, a lot of handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I like it.
Thanks.
I like all the handwriting it has. Because it's very personalized.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I like the cunt.
I like
cunt.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
My favorite
cunt.
One is Beaver with the Bite. there's a lot of, like, the, what was the Get the Fuck Away From Me that I created by, like, clipping stuff. Uh-huh. I could not fit both Beaver with the Bite and the Get the Fuck Away From Me, but I was not going to sacrifice Beaver with the Bite. I really, really like that. I think that and the cat on the red couch is my favorite like imagery on here. But yeah.
That's so cute.
I ended up being, it took me forever, mm-hmm. but I'm really satisfied with how it came out.
That's cute.
I worked on this till 4 a.m.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not allow myself to go to sleep unless I had some shit glued down. I did not have it in me. But yay! 2024! But yeah, I was able to finally get some kind of repetitive theme, and it was the trophies.
Yeah.
All I do is win.
No, yeah, it looks very cohesive and it's eclectic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I could not make my thing cohesive. It just felt so like
too random.
Word vomit, like art vomit on my I kept moving stuff around and I finally was able
that's
to
that's where
get it.
I was finding issues, like making sure it didn't look like word vomit.
Yeah. And that was too, that's why I ended up writing. I always write on it, but I think this is the most that I've written on my board. Usually I just add to the drawing and stuff. But I could not find words that I felt like, besides Beaver with a Bite, that spoke to me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how it came out, finally.
Nice.
Nice.
Excellent.
Little snaps.
Chocoflan is back in the room, and he did not bring a dead animal in this time. So we appreciate that. Snaps for that.
I love that you did a Wayne's World reference just now.
You
Liz watched Wayne's World for the last time. I mean, for
first
the first time
last
night.
Time.
Nar. We're about to put it on right after this.
I'm skedaddling.
Okay, so my board, I feel like I always do just find a ton of words I like. And so I was struggling getting more background images. But I was able to get some. I guess I'll start on the left. So at the top in the background, I have this like beach with cabanas and loungers. It's like, that's where I want to be. Just enjoying shit. But I also have the break the mold, and I kind of want to break my own mold in a way. And then under that, I have Let's Shine with this beautiful lady in front of the ocean. Posing. I wrote down a 2024 and then another quote saying more than words, possibilities, a go big. And then There's No Such Thing as Overnight Success.
Mm-hmm. That one is so cute.
It is cute.
And for a second, I thought you wrote it.
No. My handwriting's not that pretty. And then below that, The Process is The Passion. And then next to that, I have two possums. Or no, not two possums.
No, they're raccoons.
Two raccoons.
Because she loves her mans, and her mans love raccoons.
Is that you and Roderick?
I was thinking, yeah.
Stop! I'm screaming.
I'm not the only one with aw shit on her board, okay? I was like, that's Roderick. That's Roderick.
I cannot believe that. I did not put that together till now. Y'all are so cute.
Yeah, and so that one's at the bottom, and then I guess the next column, I do have Find Your Liberation, and then a couple Silhouette in a Window.
Nice.
And then Live Your Life, and then it's a little Texas, because I live in Texas.
Love that. That's also Cindy and Roderick in the Window.
Yeah. And then the two raccoons in a 30, because I too am
turning 30.
And then the very top, I have Everyday Happiness, because I do want to start just injecting some kind of joy and happiness into my everyday.
You should do a Good Things Journal with me.
I should. I might do it.
Or a jar, because you have really cute jars.
Oh, that is true. I do need to figure out what to do.
Because you can do it like a piggy bank. That's how I used to do it.
Ooh. I like that. Okay. And more background of people on loungers in a very tropical pool setting. Gemini symbol.
Gemini. Oh, and I forgot about my Pisces.
I mean
my Aquarius symbol. Mine is also in the middle. Where is yours?
You didn't put it on there?
No.
Damn. She said, fuck y'all, Pisces.
I think it's in the scrap somewhere.
Yeah. Might have been in the trash, because I don't remember seeing
Fork!
It.
Mine is in the middle with calm.
Yeah. I think we all put it on there, except you then.
No! Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm about to channel my inner trash panda. Just kidding. Go ahead.
And then I found this really cute girl. She's like sticking her tongue out with like two little pumpkins for her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And a silly goofy moon. She's missing a tooth.
Cindy, you want to lose teeth?
No, I just want to have that vibe.
Of, like, okay.
Having this
unhinged.
I'm just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Having this, like,
if
imperfection.
If I lose a tooth in the process, well,
but
then.
Still not caring and still smiling big. And I don't know. It's just a good vibe. And so the words I put on there was extraordinary moments made to keep.
Hmm.
I want more of those moments.
Love that.
Yes. And then the last column, I guess. It's just a tree in the background, and this just got real, and so did I. And then she was born to be. And then my little podcast section, the year's biggest breakout star, and I have like a little sunlight spotlight over the 10 best podcasts.
Yeah.
Hoping. And then I did find this like oldish family portrait painting, but they all have like clown noses. I thought it was silly and fun.
Cindy's just trying to be silly goofy.
I am.
She's trying to be in a silly goofy mood this year.
I am. Last year was tough and serious.
And I'm you know what? You got the perfect dog for that.
No, literally, your dog is silly goofy.
He is.
He brought you a dead animal. That's how goofy he is.
Yeah.
That's how unhinged he is.
Yeah. And then this last few is just home, just trying to be in that comfortable homeness, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this cougar, I guess.
Your cougar symbol?
No, that's like a leopard.
A leopard, uh-huh. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, he just gave, like, his little eyes gave me little Chocoflan vibes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be fierce.
No, he doesn't look fierce to me, but he looks
chill.
I don't know.
Like he's just chilling, vibing.
Yeah.
I feel like he's serving to me.
Yeah.
Serving kind.
Giving good vibes.
Yeah.
So I added him on there.
Period.
I really like it. But yeah, I feel like it's the least I've done to a vision board, but I really like it.
It looks really intentional.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Because that's what I feel like mine doesn't look very intentional. It's just very. I feel like mine looks like a visual representation of a journal entry.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, it's just like a... it's like a vent session.
Yeah.
I like that picture.
I like it too, though.
But, yeah. The most... The only thing that I really, really... I was like, I want to find a way to put myself in the middle. And so I ended up putting the girl in the middle. What's your favorite part of your board?
Ooh. Probably raccoons. I like a lot of it, but I think word-wise, it might be the Let's Shine or Find Your Liberation.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We should say our favorite parts of each other's board.
Yes, we should.
Let me see your board, Cindy.
But Adam says next, though. We'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But we should do that.
Maybe we should. Yeah.
So I just started cutting things that called my attention. So I started with my background because I like different textures and I like florals. And so that's kind of what I stuck to. I do have like semi-close to the middle. I have Happy Camper.
Oh.
Because
you be camping.
I mean, I do be camping now.
You're a camper now?
But this is what I want to be in 2024. I just want to be a happy camper. Like, nice. I just want to go with the flow. I want to be able to handle my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy it. Right underneath, in the middle, I have doubt is the commodity and greatest supply. Because I'm constantly doubting myself. I constantly have insecurities. They probably take way too much of my time and my mental space and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like putting it in the middle is me calling attention to it and saying, we know that this is true. We know that doubt exists, but that doesn't mean I have to give over to that.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's why I have Happy Camper over that, because I want to, and it's in significantly larger letters. Because even though doubt is present, I still want to be a happy camper and I want to be able to push through.
Overall, yeah.
I love that.
I also included the best little socialite in Texas. I love that.
Because I also love that. Look at her face.
That's who I want to be.
I want to be a little socialite. So I can put that next to Selena.
That's who I want to be. I want to be the best little socialite in Texas. Right next to it, I have Chaos Theory because I am.
She loves it.
I am.
She loves it. She loves it.
Sometimes my lips get stuck on my teeth.
I love when Selena's lips get stuck looking at me. I can't take you seriously.
Look at your little smile.
I cannot. I'm so sorry.
She's just chilling.
Silly. Did you fix it?
Yeah.
Boop.
I already got my picture.
So I know I can be reckless, but I want to stay true. And I know that that's just who I am, and there's no denying it. I know my truth.
True.
And so I want to live in my chaos and still be, you know, stepping into that best little socialite role.
Right.
Especially because I'm teaching a class now, and I'm doing a lot of community level work. So I'm out and about in the community.
You are.
You really are.
But I don't want people to see me as like, I don't know how to say it. I want people to be able to single me out and identify me as more than just my work.
Okay.
And that's what this means to me.
Okay.
I do have a little airplane at the bottom because traveling is my favorite. It has a little come hither underneath it.
Oh, cute.
Travel calls to me. I have my Libra sign. Mm-hmm. I also have a little bowl here. Just because.
I didn't see that.
In the top right-hand corner are two very important ladies that I consider idols. The Serena Williams and
America's Sweetheart.
And the Stacey Abrams, who's a politician. And I really appreciate both of them. They both live their truths.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighters. They're consistently talked down on, and they rise above every time. That's what I want to be like. And they're socialites. So, circling back to that. I do have a little cigarette thing here because I'm a smoker. And I'm just trying to live my truth. Because there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s now. I need to be honest with myself and about who I am.
I love that.
And there's no shame.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be ashamed of that. because I am who I am and I'm doing things. And, like, yes, I make mistakes. So that's also why I have this dinosaur here, because I want to, like, take a bite out of life.
Oh, okay. I love that.
I know it's because you were old.
Decrepit. She called me decrepit.
That's her.
Nah, she said it, bro.
No, it's because I want to take a bite out of life.
You take that bite.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's all the teeth you got for now.
Oh my god. Should we circle back to the A?
Should we circle back? Why are you helping her?
Should we circle back? I don't know, because I really don't know what she's doing for me next.
So that's it. That's my board.
I love it.
I love it too.
I didn't really go in with like goals ahead of time. I just wanted to give myself the space to explore and play. Yeah. And I had fun. It's always fun to collage.
Yeah. I really like yours.
I really like
it. It probably has the least than all of us, but it looks the most intentional to me.
I think so too.
Thanks.
Like it looks like an actual art piece.
Yeah.
It's the Serena Williams, I know.
Honestly.
She does make it an art piece. I love that
she knows she gets talked down on, and she doesn't even address the shit. No. She could not care fucking less.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Literally. Because she knows herself.
She does.
That's what I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's my vision board.
Yeah.
Okay. So now our favorites.
Okay, my favorite part of Liz, hold your board up. We'll go in order.
Yeah.
Is the max.
My favorite part. My favorite part is the A for Adanta in the top right corner.
It's not for you, but okay.
My favorite part is I'm in between the calm, but I also really like the myths and legends.
I like that too.
I do like that too.
Because, like, that'd be a nice vibe for you to just.
Step into it.
Yeah. I would love that for you.
My favorite part is probably going to be, for real, the 30 over the 50. I like that you did that. But my second favorite part, I guess, would be the heart corner. Only because I know. I'm just kidding. Only because I know that Liz worked really hard to make herself a vest. For some reason, I thought it was that heavy-ass canvas one. I was ready to whack
it. I saw that.
I know that Liz worked really hard to make herself available to this type of corny love.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that she's able to
express herself
let herself experience
it. Yeah.
cue the vomit sound. Just kidding. Gross. Woo! Liz, what's your favorite part of yours?
Oh. I like the avocado.
Did you say yours for your favorite part of yours?
Yeah.
The A, that's not hers.
Oh, right.
That is for me. Yeah. A for Adansa. It's my favorite part.
And there's two A's on there for you.
I know. Mm-hmm. Right next to all the hearts,
amazing.
Too.
On to Max.
Max.
Oof. Oh, that's cute, Mia.
I think my favorite part, I didn't realize that you had a labyrinth in the center.
I know.
But I realized after you talked about it, I think that's my favorite part.
Yay.
It's like the labyrinth in the center.
Yeah.
And it's very true to like what you've surrounded it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the things on the outside lead into that.
I do like the labyrinth. And it's from a Medicare ad. I think I like that part too. I don't know why.
I like
there's
the
old people under this.
I know.
I do like the servant cunt.
Yes. And it is, it's such top tier.
I like it.
I think my favorite would be Smeegs on the couch.
Yeah!
You do have a lot of good visuals.
You do.
Thanks!
Does everyone have cactuses in ours?
I thought I had cactuses in mine. I don't think I have. I have palm trees.
Mm-hmm. What do you have?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just have laurels.
Yeah.
Oh, also the serving cup is because I want to for real get my wardrobe up this year. Yeah. I said that last year and then it took a way back. It didn't even take a back burner. It got taken off the stove.
Yeah,
to level up my wardrobe last
went
year.
Went back into the pantry, back to the back of the fridge.
Literally. And so it's in the, what is it, the crisp drawer being yes. ignored. But not this year. This year it is on the
It will
stove.
Not rot away.
By the help of me, she's wearing jeans she never would have bought.
That's yep.
So you are already in the process.
Yeah. Yay. I do like those jeans.
Thanks. Dude, it's hard for me to jump on trends because I'm so uncomfortable, like,
yeah,
with my body shape. And then, mm-hmm. like, it took me forever to... I used to only wear jeans like this.
Yeah.
And then skinny jeans came in, and it took me forever to get on the skinny jean train, because I was like, oh, my shape is exposed.
Yeah.
And so I've been living, in, obviously, with everyone else on the skinny jeans, and now these are back, and I'm struggling. Oh. I even wore these, and my mom was like, oh, I like those pants. And I was like, thanks. I used to have a pair like this before. And she was like, yeah, I remember, because she hated them.
Really?
Because they were so baggy that I used to step on them, and they get tore up, and we used to get in arguments, and she'd be like, wear something else. And I'd be like, no, these are, I love these pants. And so I was like, oh, I used to have pants like my first day wearing them. And she's like, you did? And I was like, yeah, and you hated them. She was like, she like paused. She was like, I did fucking hate them. She was like, I hated those pants. And I was like, well, they're back.
Yeah.
But these are fitted to me, so I'm not saying all that.
Yeah, they're not super long.
It is a difference. It's like, we can't help being short.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked it.
I really do.
Although, there's a bunch of parts on here that aren't actually glued down.
What do you mean?
Because I couldn't settle on places.
Yeah.
So I started gluing stuff down only partially. I was like, oh, maybe I'll overlap it later.
Okay.
So some of these, like, are actually, like this, there's no glue under here. But I glued everything else around it, so it's okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Mine?
My favorite part of Sydney's, now that you explained it, it's probably no teeth Keith over there.
I like the raccoons.
I do too. I like the raccoons with the Texas in the middle.
Yeah.
Mainly because I like raccoons.
I know.
I like the no teeth Keith because it's kind of like the way you described it, she's silly, she has this imperfection. And then having that, I'm like interpreting it even further that she's playing on the fact.
Yeah.
But she has no teeth because she's holding pumpkins up, which are what? Jack-o'-lanterns?
Not true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like even a step further, she's like, I ain't got no teeth, and neither will these pumpkins in a bit.
Yeah.
And it's just like being able to laugh at yourself, being able to just
accept.
Yeah.
And I don't remember actually being self-conscious when I was losing my teeth, but I feel like some kids are.
Christina is.
Yeah.
I was. She doesn't like to smile.
So to see a kid not be self-conscious is like.
Mm-hmm.
Just top tier innocence and
I like no teeth. My second favorite will probably be the break the mold one. I really like that handwriting in there's no such thing as overnight success.
I know. To be completely honest, when I first cut out that quote, I thought it did and said there is such a thing as overnight success. And I was like,
Sweet. At what point did you realize, before or after you glued it?
After.
You could have written over it.
I know. But no, I'll keep it.
That's so funny. This just got real, and so did I. That's really funny, too.
When I saw that,
you
I was
always
like,
find the best words. I cannot.
I know.
I end up making my own phrases before, more often than I find
them. Yeah.
Like, find them, like, oh, this would be so funny if it said this, and then I'll go and cut scraps out of something else to, like, blur out, like, make it say what I wanted to
say.
That
is true, because the only one I had to sort of cut into what I wanted it to say was the find your liberation. That one's two.
Yeah, I tap into my Zodiac killer. Oh, no, it's not the Zodiac killer. Who was it? There was a killer that used to send.
Yeah.
It was the Zodiac.
Well, I think it was, right? I think so.
Yeah, I always tap into my Zodiac killer and
mail
start.
The police.
Oh, yeah, that was the Zodiac killer.
Yeah. Aranza.
My favorite is the T-Rex.
I like the best little socialite in Texas.
That is so good.
I like T-Rex, so I like dinosaurs.
It's so good.
I'm about to put this in my closet so that I see it before I get dressed every morning.
Oh,
ooh,
that'd be cute. I don't know what my favorite is. For some reason, I like the top left corner where there's not really writing, but it's just different textures.
Yeah, I really like that too.
And it's just good vibes. That's what I like about yours.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
It's the aesthetic.
It is.
It is. Yours is really aesthetic.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to be the best little socialite. It's the aesthetic.
Yes.
Isn't that right,
Selena? It's the TikTok trend. Have you seen the TikTok trend where it would be like mesa aesthetic and then mesa aesthetic? And it's like an aesthetic table, like a Friendsgiving aesthetic table.
Mm-hmm.
And then mesa aesthetic is like a Mexican-esque table with like paper, like styrofoam bowls and pozole. And so they'll do different like ropa aesthetic, and it'll be like a fit, and they'll be like ropa aesthetic. And it'll be like a girl in her Crocs and her sweatpants, like she's like the panaderia. Like, I feel like yours is like the vision board aesthetic,
yeah.
And then vision board aesthetic. Like, I just started writing my own shit in because nothing was like gonna find shit.
No, and we were talking about it with Jose, but I feel like y'all always have more negative space and blank areas than we do.
Oh yeah,
and we were just saying how it makes us uncomfortable to not fill every.
I'm literally realizing corner. That for the Pisces, I was like, oh man. My first thought was, there's a it's little blank perfect.
Square. A little black
and I
square.
Regret it. This is what my Pisces should have been here.
Yeah.
But also, I needed to save space for this. I cut this beaver with a bite to, like, close.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to keep pressing the overlap.
Yeah.
The vision board ended up, I am satisfied in the end.
Yeah.
But the process was. Yes. Intense.
I know. I think that's why I wasn't too pushy on us making it, because it always does stress me a little. Just creating it.
Does it really?
Yes. It's just a lot. Oh, I just know it's going to take me a long time.
Oh, okay.
And so.
I can see how that might cause stress.
Yeah. Not like a stress, but like it's going to be a thing.
Yeah. Like expectation.
You and dedicate. Yeah. Dedicate time. And yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But yeah, but I always do end up enjoying it. So.
I know. I looked at mine last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing, as I had cut so many things out visually. And then I got the board and I was like, oh, this is way smaller than I thought it was going to be.
True. So the first year we each had like a big poster board.
And I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck am I supposed to
do? No, the first year was a canvas. It was a giant canvas.
Oh. And it was pretty big.
Oh wait, the posters we cut in half.
Well, last year we got big posters and we cut it in half. But Max ended up doing the whole big
poster. Yeah.
So and this was her first year only doing half a board.
It was tough. The organizing was tough, but ended up working out. I really love keeping with the black canvases.
Me too.
That really, really helps.
I
don't know why.
Yeah.
I think because it's not the normal blank space that we're used to. Like, even now, you have, like, a lot of negative space, but it doesn't look, like, none of ours look empty, and it's because it's black in the back instead of, I think, white.
I think, yeah, it would feel more... Like,
let me put something on top of
it. Yeah, if it were just white.
Like, you know what, though? This year, that almost kind of, it made me work harder, and I feel like it didn't work my favorite, because a lot of the visuals I had, too, were dark. That's why I ended up coloring this and taking the doodle page. It's my vision board kept looking really dark. Like, this labyrinth picture is, like, dark. Like, dark green.
Yeah,
dark.
Yeah.
And so I had to work, like, overtime on. Like, I colored in this little mafalda. I colored in these doodles because it was just not enough color. I could not make the color match or bring the color out.
Yours are always the most colorful.
Yeah.
You're kind of far, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next year, though, we can try making vision boards for each other.
Ooh. How would that work?
No. And we'll just go around in a circle.
Ooh, like we would, like, vote on pieces for our boards?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like...
Fully create.
Yeah. Like, write down... Maybe we could do mini collages. I think we should send our own vision boards.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a mini collage.
For each and one
could
of
just,
us.
Yeah, and you could just... Or we could do Secret Santa style. And then write down what you would want on your board. Like, what are your... You know what I'm saying? Like, your intentions for the year.
Or it might be easier if we did, like, a bingo card for each other. Like, whether it be goals or, like, things that we think will happen.
We should do that. That is good.
I think that'd be easier than, like, making a full vision board.
Oh, okay, okay. They're talking about making a bingo card instead of doing the vision board. Okay.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, this year, like, I want Anansa to take more risks, and I would put more risks in one of your boxes. Oh, and then we could pass them, like, round robin. Oh, my God, let's do that tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. That sounds so much fun. Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah.
That's Liz and her goal setting. Liz is such a good goal setter. Yeah. I'm terrible at setting goals for myself. Because then I give myself so much grace when I'm like, it's okay. You didn't really make it, that's why.
I don't know if I've ever, like, given myself, like, a hard goal to achieve.
Goals have never made sense to me.
Yeah. I guess they're too restrictive.
It's just so, like, goals just feel like, growing up, too, when we're like, oh, we need to set our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Goals, to me, just feel like objectives. Like, when I was growing up, I never really understood, like, oh, these are the classroom objectives. Mm-hmm. And then everyone give yourself goals. Because it would be like,
that is.
Isn't our goal to hit the objective? Like, I don't understand. Why do we need two lists for this? Or
yeah.
A goal is just me telling myself what to do. How is that inspiring?
Yeah.
I already tell myself what to do. Like, I don't know. So even now, like, the whole, like, write your goals in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I already know that I want to, like, I don't know. Yeah. Until I start thinking of them as reminders. Then that kind of helps me, but.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm only thinking because, like, I've been, like, really thinking about my ADHD and, like, how it's been affecting, like, forming habits and building routines. So that just reminds me of, like, an ADHD thing where, for us, nothing will become something that we don't have to think about. So even a goal is just another thing we have to remind ourselves about.
Oh, my God. That is
where, like, maybe, like, other people can be like, oh, if I think about it enough, then I won't have to think about it. That would be like a goal.
Yeah.
That'll never happen. It is
everything feels like a goal.
Yeah.
I don't, like, understand.
My goal every day is to remember to brush my teeth. You know?
I'm glad you guys got there together.
I never put that together. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, goals just feel like to-do lists.
Yeah.
And I already have to-do lists. Like, but you're so right. It's because I don't have habits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Where's my journal? That's my good thing today. Understood my ADHD even better with my twin flame. Because fuck, that is,
I know.
That's like a secret. That's why at work, the mandatory goals, I'm like, for what? Like, my goal is to do my job? Like, I don't understand. The fucking, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, it's just so, or like, oh, our goal this year is to break. Yeah. Yeah, it's to break a wreck. Yeah. We're like, we harbor on productivity.
Yeah.
Is that not always the goal? Like, it's just, they don't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, why is it a new goal? Or why are we having to talk about it when it's just
I'm
a
like,
given?
Y'all are doing this. We weren't doing this already. I was. I've been trying to get better. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I know.
I need to think about this. Going into the work week. That's insane.
No, that's what I've been thinking about this whole week.
Oh my God, Mama, we made it. Amazing. Wait, so how do y'all, so a goal to, like, you guys, or like to you, Liz, you have a
what does it feel well, like? Yeah, or like, what is it imply to you?
What kind of goals do you set for yourself?
That are different to, like,
that's another thing about goals is, like,
goals for me are, they are a to-do list, but it's a constant thing I have to do to finally reach the ultimate to-do list.
Okay.
Like, to be eat healthier, it's not just a one-day thing. Mm-hmm. I have to continuously eat healthy, and eventually it's a habit I'm going to form.
Right.
And that's my goal, is the habit of eating healthier, mm-hmm. or the habit of working out more, or the habit of reading more. That's my goal, is to make a habit.
Interesting.
Mm.
Because
so like
we
a
just...
project.
Yeah,
but the project is myself. It's not something I'm like physically writing down or putting on paper.
Hmm. But like timeline wise and how you would plan for it would be like how you plan for a project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's too is, what does it make sense? Like, I can understand like goal weights. Like, oh, my goal weight is this because that's a, like, you're going to hit it. You're going to check mm-hmm. it off. You're going to reach this amount of pounds. Or my goal is to, da, da, da. But, and I've been faking it this my whole life. And I'm like, oh, my goal is to read more this year. So I'm like, what? Like, how do you, I have to like,
how
I
would
have
to put page that?
Number. Yeah.
And so, I mean, and you put, I want to read 30 books this
that's
year.
That's what I do.
Okay, then you reached your goal.
You have a goal. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that I understand. But then there's people like, goals. I'm like, oh, I want to be happier this year.
Yeah,
that's because that a real goal needs to be measurable.
Yeah, not a real goal.
Yeah, a real goal is specific. It's measurable.
So other people have been saying it wrong.
Yes.
Oh, so you're just, I guess you're, okay, what I'm hearing is you're identifying a bad goal.
Yeah, it is a bad goal.
Okay. This does that. See, that's why, and then it's like goal, objective. Yeah. Same shit. Like, whatever.
It's time, they're hungry.
Yeah, she's starving.
Yeah, that's why she was pawing at you.
So do now she's sleeping. Goals the same way.
So objectives are, I would consider objectives to be smaller, like baby goals.
Yeah,
and goals are like bigger. So for example, if my objective is, like Liz is saying, to be healthier physically,
mm-hmm.
an objective would be, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. At least 3 times a week, because that works towards my goal of being a healthier person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to be specific in saying, what does healthy look like? Healthy mm-hmm. looks like.
That's where I get lost in the sauce.
It's like, what is healthy? Healthy means I am working on my forearm stand in yoga, or that I can lift heavier weights in 6 months, or that I feel more confident in the gym because I'm not, I walk in and I feel like I know what I'm doing. But like, you have to be specific in saying, what? This is, yeah. Or another objective would be drinking 90 ounces of water a day, because that also contributes to health and wellness.
Okay.
Okay, this is makes more sense.
Okay.
Because also, what I've learned in therapy, like my therapist has called out, is that often I do like a, doesn't everyone do this? Like, yeah. She'd be like, oh, like you feel like shame when this is, and I'm so, I guess my whole life I've been like, yeah, everyone does that. Or everyone feels like that. And so now that I'm learning more and more that I use that both to downplay my own struggles,
mm-hmm.
but it also like misconstrues how, like I've been interpreting things a lot differently than yeah. other people, or
like it's because just
this whole
perception.
Time I'm like, oh, everyone interprets it this way, mm-hmm. like, and so yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. And so, that's another thing that I've been trying to, I should have put that on here too,
is mm-hmm.
not everyone. Because I'm so like, everyone does this.
Yeah.
Everyone does that. Everyone has terrible sleep. Everyone has stress dreams. Like, that's normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to make goals for myself.
Okay, I know. I wish my educators had explained it that well.
Literally.
They were probably just trying to be positive and set broad goals because you guys were little.
It's probably.
I hate that for a little me.
No.
I was just, like, I need just specifics. Be faking it till I make it. I was well, just write some shit down. Well, they
didn't know that. Yeah. Talk to me like an adult idiot.
It's like the opposite of the talk to me. Explain this to me like I'm 5.
Yes. But also, like I'm an adult, so I need to do this.
No, literally. Wow. Yeah. Oh, I love when we learn.
Yeah.
The more you learn.
Indeed.
Or now you know. What a year so far. I've learned so much in these past 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
That's what I said, in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, I heard too.
No, three.
That was...
This year's been chill so far.
I don't know. I've been stressed.
I've been stressed too.
It hasn't been a fun time.
Yeah.
I feel like I have holiday fatigue, and that's what's contributed to my stress.
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
It could be. I just heard, another ADHD thing. But just because we fluctuate with our dopamine levels so much, then... quote-unquote normal person. But yeah, when we're on vacation or on holiday, it spikes so high that when you go back to normal, it just feels so much lower.
God, I felt that post-Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, I was like, sucks. Why can't I live like a starfish in the beach? Like,
so yeah. Oof. So I have been like considering, okay, maybe, yeah, it's just the post-holiday, just having to go back to the grind.
You know what? That totally makes sense, because I don't get holiday fatigue, because I don't think, I mean, holidays are fun, and they do give you more dopamine, but there's always a lot of pressure with holidays, so like,
that is true.
Do all this, mm-hmm. So I don't get that vacation, but I do get vacation, like, fatigue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when we go on vacation, like, girls trips, we do a lot of, like, walking around. What do we do? What do you know? Just walking to a store, and there's no time crunch. I don't have to hurry up, go home and feed my cat, and like, and so when I come back and have to be on a schedule, I'm like, oh, like, But holidays are very also scheduled based. Like, I had a Friendsgiving, plan for Christmas, and I gotta cook this. So it's not as relaxing as, oh my God, that's totally amazing. Now I know more about myself. Now the listeners know more about me. And I know I've been bullshitting every time I say I have goals. Because I've been lying my ass off. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's a great goal, Max. I'm like, thanks. I'm like, yes, I don't know. How are you doing your goals? I'm like, I always say, like, I'm working on them. I don't know what I'm working on.
I'm working on it.
But I'm faking it till I make it.
I like you. You lie a lot.
No, literally. And this whole time I thought everyone else was faking it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Hmm. I'm going to be a more girl-oriented person now. Another phrase that I never understood.
No.
Goal-oriented. I'm like, you want
to complete stuff?
Exactly! Exactly! It's the goal not to survive the day. I don't understand. I digress. I'm glad I have that off my chest.
Yeah, I mean, I learn so much about you guys all the time.
You're welcome in my mind anytime.
We got goals up there now.
Yeah. I got another squirrel working on that one now.
Just the Willy Wonka squirrel. And then, okay, whenever I learn something like that, I'm like, damn, Liz just lives like this. That's nice. Like, you've been practicing goals? Because I also hear it's nice to, it's like supposed to be good for you to set goals.
Yeah. Sure. Well, but it's also like you get the feeling of accomplishing something. Mm-hmm. More often than probably us who don't have those goals.
That's why you start with objectives and you make them attainable. You make objectives that you know you can succeed
at. I know what's going on my board next year. Oh, that's so funny. I'm glad I'm not the only one, Cindy. Hold my hand.
I know.
Always you.
I am here.
Well, hopefully 2024 goes as boarded.
Yeah. I don't know how we go from this, so I think it'll be until next time, guys.
Until next time.
Bye, hoes.
Bye.
Hasta luego.
Tittles.